נקרא קטע מקור של רבש.
We're going to read an excerpt from Rabash. One must always remind oneself of the purpose of the society. Otherwise, the body tends to blur the goal, since the body always cares for its own benefit. We must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, and that this would be the springboard for the love of the Creator.
Question for an active workshop. What actions can we do to remind friends about the purpose of society? Again, what actions can we do to remind friends about the purpose of society?
Nothing we can't do to remind, what we read from Abashi is exactly that. All our work is to guide one another toward the purpose of creation, connection between us, the reason we've gathered, the reason we come to the lessons. Everything we can do, we should do.
Yes. I think it's mainly through personal example, and we have to work on this, because as we read in the excerpt, the body tends to blur the goal. If we don't see to increasing the importance of the goal to each other, the reason why we gathered to show it to each other in practice. So the will to receive will just take us to other places and will totally confuse us. Here comes the matter of mutual responsibility. We have to set an example to each other because of the mutual responsibility we have for one another.
I was also thinking in the same direction and from the excerpt that any action that will lift us above the concern for the body,
it's
my personal concern for myself, or if it's something I wish to uplift the whole group, eventually one influences everything, both in my personal example and my influence on the friends, how much I'm trying to uplift them to give them the importance of the goal. This works on all of us spiritually.
The excerpt we just read is very powerful because it basically says we're all under the influence of the body, and it awakens the necessity for the ten, how much we need each other, and the illumination we give to one another. Because basically, we're all like a field that awakens itself toward the goal every time anew. Basically, everything we do, if it's directed from within the ten, then it's directed toward the goal, toward the Creator.
We can also turn to the Creator. It would help the friends, awaken them. We can remind them on the purpose of society, the purpose of life.
I would also add that we have no other way. We have to have the Creator here, otherwise our words can come from one place, but they're going to encounter a heart of stone, you know. Our responsibility here is the prayer and the request. We have to have the Creator.
We need to create an environment that surrounds you, that pressures you. The Creator created us to do. We have to create a group of excellent runners that run to the goal, that unites the desire to reach to this general desire to bestow and does not relent and does not give up. Otherwise it will not come.
כן, ובעיקר לפני כל פעולה ואחרי כל פעולה.
Before every act, after every act, we should remind each other that the Creator is both the goal and the means and the address of all our prayers. And mainly, as the friend said, personal example in annulment from the 10 toward the 10.
זו גם הצורת התנהלות שלנו, אנחנו מתחילים כל מפגש, מבינים ש...
That's how we conduct ourselves. We don't come with life, we have to generate the spirit of life, we have to thank the Creator for giving us this state. Even we forget, who gives us this forgetfulness? It's an invitation to put in the effort to come closer, to remember, to make it bigger, greater.
I think we've already come to a state, or it's not the ceiling, but the basis of our work. We don't stop from the actions. We begin with them, but with the intention that we have to go deeper and deeper in, to feel the friends, to demand the right action, which will, first of all, come from the heart, first and foremost. I want this feeling, this intention toward the friends, and to go deeper and deeper into it.
נקרא קטע נוסף של רבש.
We'll read another excerpt by Rabash. It therefore follows that before each friend comes to the assembly of friends, he must contemplate what he can give to the society to uplift the spirit of life in it. In that, there is no difference between one who is unschooled or schooled, since the thoughts he thinks, though he may not know anything, he must pray to the Creator to help him and believe that the Creator hears the prayers.
Silent workshop. Contemplate your love for the society and what you can bestow to them. Throughout the lesson, contemplate your love for the society and what you can bestow to them throughout the lesson.
Dear Creator, thank you for this assembly where you give us the opportunity to work on unity and love of friends. Grant us the strength and the persistence on the way to adhesion with you. Please guide us toward the goal.